we enter the fifth week of Lent, we find ourselves standing in the background, at the foot of the cross, with Mary. Can this really be happening? I'm speechless. How on earth was this allowed to happen? The cruelty is just too horrific. I see Jesus looking down from the cross on Mary and the other women of courage and generosity, and on his beloved disciple John. They stand firmly together, focused in numbed silence on his suffering. As their eyes meet, we hear him cry down in tender care to his mother. Woman, behold your son. And then to John. Son, behold your mother. It's taking all that he has just to speak a few words. In front of our very eyes, we witness a repentant thief, himself being crucified next to Jesus. This day, you will be with me in paradise, we hear Jesus say. How can you be thinking of others at this time? You thirst, and they give you vinegar to drink. Hardly a breath in your body, and yet you cry out for forgiveness for those who are doing this to you. Do I support mothers who suffer through their children? Do I stand with those on whom the shadow of the cross and death has fallen, to journey with them in their darkness? Do I remember the hungry and the thirsty of this world? Do I believe in the unconditional love of God, who forgives us always? a forgiving person, letting go of injuries from others. Am I ready now to ask forgiveness of God and to believe in His love and mercy? Let us pray. Father, your Son saw all our human weakness when he was raised up on the cross of Calvary and reached out to draw us all to himself in love and forgiveness. The power of that loving forgiveness is with us always, and especially now as we take time to be aware of our weaknesses and to understand the need for forgiveness. Lord, there is nothing that you won't forgive me for. Help me to forgive others as you forgive me.